This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll learn within hours whether former President Trump will be allowed back on Facebook. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Facebook's oversight board plans to announce this morning whether or not former President Donald Trump will be allowed to return to the social network. Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts were suspended on January 7th for inciting violence that led to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Facebook owns Instagram.
President Biden's calling on states to make COVID vaccines available on a walk-in basis. He's trying to get more shots in arms as the demand for vaccine drops off across the nation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden is setting a new vaccination goal by July 4th.
To have 70% of adult Americans with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated.
At the same time, he acknowledges vaccine demand has dropped nationwide, with some states leaving more than half their allotted doses unordered. To make it easier for those who do want the shots, the president's calling for them to be available on a walk-in basis.
At least three people have died in the fierce weather that slammed the South this week. Tornadoes, high winds, heavy rain. Marilyn Clark is in Jackson, Mississippi, and she told WBLT TV within the past few hours, she saw a tornado hit.
The wind came up and I saw it coming, and I could see all the debris coming across that window in the dining room. And by the time I got to the foyer, all the destruction, I heard it.
This morning, hundreds of thousands of people from Texas to Maryland have no power. At least two people were killed when a small plane crashed into a home in Hattiesburg, Mississippi overnight. No word on whether the victims were on the plane or in the home. The birth rate fell 4% last year, the single largest drop in nearly a half century. This is AP News. Pfizer's vaccine strategy is boosting its bottom line. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
For the first 3 months of the year, Pfizer says it earned $4.9 billion. The company is doubling its sales projections for the coronavirus vaccine this year, from $15 billion to roughly $26 billion. The Pfizer vaccine, developed along with partner BioNTech, has proven to be more than 90% effective and has rapidly won emergency approval in country after country. The partners are testing a potential booster shot and are testing the two-dose shot in new patient groups, including pregnant women, 12 through 15-year-olds, and children from 6 months to 11 years old. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hyundai is recalling thousands of vehicles for problems that can cause engine fires. The largest recall covers Santa Fe sport SUVs from 2013 through 2015. Some are being recalled for a second time. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.